lot of this technology has actually come out of other industries. So you've got, for example, the EarTag tracking system that we're running here now was originally designed to track shopping trolleys and find lost shopping trolleys. But it just happens that there was somebody in that company that was interested in livestock and has brought that over. And the same for a lot of the other tracking and monitoring technologies that we're developing. The development of smartphones and GPS chipsets for those has driven the miniaturisation and increased energy efficiency that's allowed us to put these sort of devices onto animals.
So at the moment, if I have my phone or my computer and I'm monitoring where my sheep are with this kind of technology, how accurate is that?
Yeah, so the system we're running at the moment, our EarTag tracking system here, is probably roughly around about plus or minus 20 metres. So that gives us the ability to certainly, you know, remotely see where that animal is in the paddock at a sub-paddock level. You know, we can wake up in the morning and watch these sheep from home or from the desk, and we can see them move off their campsite, move down to the other end of the paddock to grab a drink, and then move out to graze. Some of the other devices we've got will eventually get down to sort of, you know, sub-metre accuracy. Yeah. And that's when we can really start not just to locate the animal, but to identify what it's actually doing in the paddock.
So if we talk in terms of that monitoring behaviour, there is some application for this technology in managing pests like wild dogs. So what can you ascertain from monitoring the actual physical movements of the sheep with this GPS technology and identifying when wild dogs are around?
Yeah, so some of the research that we've done so far has looked at how do sheep react when they're under a simulated predation event.
So that's quite a fancy way of just saying a wild dog has turned up and is having a go at the mob of sheep, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And looked at how the sheep actually react and respond to that through, and looking at that in terms of the data that's coming off these devices. And the end goal there is if we can use the positional data or the sensor data that's streaming live off these devices and interpret that in terms of is there a dog attack event happening, then one day we'll be able to have a system, hopefully, that alerts the producer that a wild dog attack or some sort of predation event is actually occurring in real time. And the idea being that, you know, they'll get a text message to say there's a predation event, and hopefully they can get out there to do something about it.
You have already had some practical applications of this technology in monitoring that behaviour. What did you find about the physical movements of a mob of sheep when there is a wild dog around?
Yeah, so in terms of the simulation stuff that we've done, it's not rocket science. When the dogs go into attack a mob of sheep, you'll see if they're dispersed, you'll see them come together, and then they'll start running if they're chased, and that increases their speed. And that speed is a key attribute in terms of us understanding that there's an anomaly, something going wrong. But also, in some circumstances, you'll get them starting to spin. That mob will start to spin around. I'm sure a lot of people will be familiar with that. The flock of sheep start turning in as those dominant lead sheep start trying to push into the centre to protect themselves, and the poor little weak ones are spun out to the outside, and they're subsequently picked off by the dogs. It's a combination of that increase in speed from the running event plus potentially that spinning type event will allow us eventually, hopefully, to develop that really good model of behaviour of a predation event to alert producers that that's what's happening.